And so, now I invite you, whether you're in this beautiful sanctuary or in the comfort of your own home, just to become still. Find a comfortable place and allow your body to relax and your mind to clear. Take a deep, restorative breath, breathing into that inner sanctuary of your own soul. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this sacred moment. Breathing in, breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine. And as you continue to breathe, be willing to shift your awareness from the limited and changing relative realm to the unchanging absolute realm of divine ideas. In this consciousness, I invite you to take into your heart and souls the words of Unity co-founder Myrtle Fillmore, adapted from her book, How to Let God Help You. She writes, "All experiences that try your faith are just opportunities for you to make the good manifest. God not only created the earth and us, but perfect divine energy is actually the very essence of all that we see around us and all that is within us. We are free agents. We must learn to take and combine divine ideas into the souls and bodies we are here to use. It isn't that we are doing something by ourselves and occasionally asking God outside of us for help. In reality, God, Spirit, Divine Mind is working through us, God's offspring, that whom God conceived to be the ideal creation and life. God has given us the power, which God is, just as any wise, loving parent gives his or her children full freedom to become all that they were created to be. When you truly go to the Christ within yourself, instead of to your own human thoughts, you will receive whatever it is you need. When you drop thoughts of conditions, personal desires, and personalities, and center your attention in God, giving thanks that God only is expressing and manifesting everywhere in the universe, then you will speedily dissolve old error beliefs and their counterparts in the manifest world. Just rest your mind, heart, emotions, and body in God mind. When you are truly thinking God, there is no stress, no struggle. As soon as you withdraw your thoughts and feelings from the things which you have invited and built up, they will dissolve. You will, in perfect order, move through the darkness of grief and failure into the light. By abiding in God mind, which means perfect order and satisfaction, you will build a new world of peace, joy, wholeness, and success according to the direction of Christ ideas. So now I invite you to prepare to go into the silence for a few moments, bringing any worry or problem in your life into the light and replacing it with the divine ideas you wish to manifest. In the place of resentment, draw upon love and peace. In the place of discord, draw on and hold on to harmony. In the place of illness, know your wholeness. In the place of divisiveness, hold on to oneness. See perfect divine ideas manifest in your life. See your life express according to the law of divine order, mind, idea, expression. Do this now for a few moments in the silence. And now as we come together as a greater spiritual community to support one another, as we take what we are intended to be out into the world, by seeing the Christ in ourselves and all others, we not only strengthen our spiritual consciousness, but help others realize and express their innate divinity. And we are so grateful, and so it is. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you. Amen and amen.